This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 16, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, temperatures in the upper 50s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 7:47 p.m. The city of Lynn is trying to build a new Pickering Middle School, but last night the building committee got some bad news. Anthony Camilleri reports in today's Daily Item that projected costs are now coming in significantly higher than originally projected, according to Mayor Jared Nicholson. The committee is now trying to reduce the size of the new school to save costs. North Shore schools continue to be hit with hoax swatting calls. Yesterday, three area schools were targeted: Gloucester High School, Salem High School, and Saugus High School. Newburyport's Acting Director of Public Services, Jamie Toccolo, will be taking a new position with the town of Salisbury as their Director of Public Works. Toccolo joined the city in 2008 and was instrumental in developing Newburyport's five-year plan to improve streets and sidewalks. Two Salem men were arrested for shoplifting more than $1,200 worth of merchandise from the Salem Home Depot store. The Salem News is reporting that both men have appeared in court and are being held on bail. Remember voting for the millionaire's tax last November? Christian Wade, the statehouse reporter for the Salem News, is reporting that a loophole in the tax law allows wealthy married couples to avoid a portion of the tax, costing the state $600 million in tax revenue. Married couples that could file separately instead of filing a joint return might qualify for that loophole as part of the millionaire's tax. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics got back into the win column with a 127-109 win over the Pistons last night. The C's are off for the rest of the week. The Bruins play at the Predators tonight. High school hockey from last night. Winners included St. John's Prep over Bridgewater Raynham 9-1. Swampscott Gloucester. Masco beat Winthrop 5-2. Linfield over Fenwick 4-1. Triton shut out North Reading 5-0. And other winners included Essex Tech over Hamilton Wenham 9-1 and BC High beat St. Mary's 4-1. Girls hockey, Masco, Gloucester, Winthrop are all winners last night. Boys basketball, Essex Tech gets a win over Neshoba, and North Andover downed Gloucester 56-51, while Revere edged Everett 56-49. Girls basketball, Fenwick a winner over Winthrop 48-37. Yesterday, we mentioned the boys' basketball game between Peabody and Saugus, won by Peabody, 65-53. This is Peabody coach Thad Broughton on the game of runs on Tuesday night.
Saugus is a very good team. They're athletic. They have four guys out there who can really shoot the three ball well. And we match up with them pretty good, I felt. And it was one of those games where it was back and forth, and we'd get up by about 9 or 10 points, and they would storm back. We'd have to call a timeout, and that's pretty much how the whole night went. It was just a game of runs, and we were able to kind of make the last run of the night, which gave us the separation we needed.
Peabody will wrap up their regular season Friday night at home when they play host to Revere. That is sports. Along with Rick Bohr, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday, everyone. And thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.